Two women in the United Kingdom have made it their personal mission to help women figure out what not to wear.
We believe that all women can look good, whatever their age, shape, or size.
The trick is knowing what does and doesn't suit you.
Your friends and family won't hurt your feelings by telling you the harsh truth.
But we're not your friends and family.
And we will.
Those are the hosts of the BBC TV show What Not to Wear, Trini Woodall and Susanna Constantine, which can be seen here in the States on BBC America. Women are nominated by their friends and family for the Trini and Susanna treatment. The first thing to happen is that the women are secretly taped so that Trini and Susanna can have a sense of the woman's current style or struggle with finding a style. Here are some of their analyses of one guest from a recent show.
She's that classic pair. She's narrow and then a little bit hippie. And that is a dream to me. It's going to be, you know, dressing her will be very enjoyable because my God, is she getting it wrong now.
You know, I could have guessed that she was going to come out of her house mm-hmm. wearing that puffered, boring rubbish.
You know, one redeeming feature is she really knows how to tie a scarf well, of loop, you know, take folding it in half and then looping it through. She doesn't need that
big deal. She knows how to tie a scarf
well.
Well,
there's nothing, I think that's good. No, I mean, she has a knowledge of something stylish.
And that's the key to Trini and Susanna's methodology. They always find something positive to say. For your questions about how to dress an apple or a pear or a string bean-shaped body, give us a call. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK, or send an email to TOTN@NPR.org. Trini Woodall and Susanna Constantine join us now in our Chicago Bureau. Their second book has just been published, What Not to Wear for Every Occasion. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So I got to tell you, all week long, all the producers on this show have been running up to me and saying, we've been secretly taping you and we're sending your pictures. So, but I told them that was completely out of the question. But I do have a first question for you, and which is, I mean, where do you guys, if I can use the American expression, get off telling other women what to wear?
Well, I think it's because we kind of, we both, Susanna and I, spent so many years getting it wrong ourselves, and it's taken us so many years to get it right, and we're still, it's every day we learn something new. But the satisfaction you get from helping a woman to rediscover her body, her shape, and also her confidence, you can get that all through clothes and how you dress. So I think that keeps us going.
And what was the goal for the show when you got it started?
I mean, the goal was really to make a good television program. And from that, just so many other things sprung from it. We did our first book, What Not to Wear. And it was just the ability to be able to reach out to women all over the country and to deliver a program that everybody watching could get something from. So, you know, if we were dealing with a woman with big boobs and a big bum, and then the women watching that same program would be able to educate themselves on how to dress those body assets or flaws, whatever you might think of them.
So, Amit, I've watched the program, and I'm amazed that these women in the end are, I mean, yes, you're ripping them to shreds in many cases by telling them how bad their current wardrobe is, and yet they seem prepared to take it in the pursuit of looking better. I guess there's a positive thing in the end, I guess you'd have to say, but the process is painful.
The process is painful. I mean, surprisingly, because we've been here in Chicago doing Oprah, and we were filming yesterday in a store, and there was somebody there wearing this classic high-waisted, tapered, pleated, pale acid wash denim jeans, okay? And they were very faded and they had holes in them. And in the end, you know, we did this sort of hit on her and stuff, and we actually ripped them off her body in the department store. And she took it.
Is that legal in this country?
Well,
sorry.
We did. We were saying, but this was cut out, you know, I hope we're not sued. But it was, you know, the response we get in America is incredible. And Susanna loves to have her hand down a woman's breast within about 3 seconds of meeting her, which she can achieve here. And women are very vocal in America, and they kind of appreciate our enthusiasm. And in England, they're a little more reticent, you know. They can be quite surprised by what we do, and some of them allow us to continue doing it because they're just in total shock. But they see the results, they see the change, and they experience it.
And also, you say it's like a painful process, but then you watch a programme like The Swan, which is this kind of extreme makeover show, which we saw for the first time, where they undergo kind of plastic surgery and liposuction and new teeth and hair transplant and God knows what else. And that was horrifying. That is a really painful process to go through in pursuit of perfection.
Right. Well, I'm not prepared to defend that either. Mm. but I'm curious, just to get your impression before we go on to some calls, and that is, any sense of whether people are more stylish in Chicago as opposed to London or less?
There's, you know what, it's, we find around the world people, you know, dress differently for the climates and things like that. But there's general similarities, you know, that women who live in a high metropolis area feel more pressure to dress within the constraints of fashion, or, you know, in a sort of more formal attire. And, you know, in sort of Wisconsin, as the same in Cambridgeshire in England, people pay less attention because they don't feel so much pressure. They're not, you know, bombarded daily as much as they are if they're really in a big city. So I think there is, you know, it's no different. It's no better and no worse.
We're talking with Trini Woodall and Susanna Constantine about what not to wear and their new book, What Not to Wear for Every Occasion. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. And let's take a call from Jane in, is it Lansdowne, Pennsylvania?
Yes, that's it. Lansdowne.
Okay, Jane, go ahead with your question.
My question is, I watch the show all the time, and I never see you ever have women with very long waists and how best to dress for that. I always keep my tops untucked, and, you know, I just don't know what to wear for a very long waist.
Jane, I'm very similar to you.
It's size 8, size 10.
I'm very similar to you, Jane, Trini here, because I have very short legs and a long waist. So I presume if you're saying you have a long waist.
Long waist.
You have long legs and a long waist.
Yes.
I'd say that's nearly impossible, because one's got to be fighting the other. But let's presume you feel that the distance between your boobs and your tummy button is quite long.
It is.
Then a good thing to do, which I do a lot, is I will wear one layer over another in a slightly different color. So I might wear a very thin kind of t-shirt, which is quite long, and there are brands out there, I bought them in America, in a darker color, and then over that wear another top, which is slightly shorter. And so you just stagger the waist and you break it up. The worst thing to do is wear one top that goes all the way down to your hip bone, because then you just look like your waist is going on forever.
Okay.
Does that
thank
help?
You.
Okay, Jane. Thanks very much for the call. Let's go to Joni in Joni in Oxford, Ohio. Go ahead, please. Whoops. Sorry, one moment. There. Now
Hello?
I've got it right. Joni, sorry, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
I have twin daughters that are getting married and in different ceremonies, and I have no idea what to wear.
Joni, what kind of wedding is it? Is it a daytime wedding or an evening wedding?
They're late afternoon weddings.
And what are the gentlemen wearing? Are they wearing kind of black ties?
Tuxedos.
Tuxedos. So you, and do you mind me asking your age?
I'm 46, and I'm an hourglass, but a big hourglass.
Okay. And do you feel you want to wear a hat?
No.
You don't want to wear a hat?
No, okay. It would be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing for you is very important for the mother of the bride to stand out, especially when you're in competition with the mother of the groom, and the mother of the bride has always got to look better than the mother of the groom. And if I was you, I would actually consider wearing something in your hair, but maybe not a hat, but you can get kind of beautiful sort of feathered adornments that you can put in your hair, made out of feathers or with flowers or something, a really pretty clip that you can put in your hair. And for your hourglass figure, it's very important that you show your shape, because you're very lucky to have that shape. It's a wonderfully feminine shape. And you must show off your assets, which I assume are your boobs and also your bum. And I assume by being hourglass, you have quite long legs as well. So find a suit, nice, kind of very nipped in at the waist with quite a tight skirt that really shows off that butt. And don't be frightened of being too sexy, but, you know, don't show off your cleavage too much, because it's not appropriate at a wedding, but you can show off your legs. So it's sort of either or.
Does that help, Joni?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
They're very compliant, I must say. I just need to pause for a moment.
We do like women. That's the bottom line. We love women, and we want to help them. We're not their enemy.
I see. Okay, well, all right. I need to remind our listeners that this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see. I want to try going to call 5 if I haven't completely screwed up the board here. Whoops, have I done this wrong? Christy in San Francisco, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, thanks for taking my call. So my problem is that I am tall, I'm thin, and unlike the last caller, I do not have an hourglass shape. I am more like a rectangle, a very long, thin rectangle with no hips. And I'm wondering if I could get a little advice on how to look a little better.
Well, Christy, would you say you also don't have a waist?
That's right.
Yeah, so maybe what you want to do is you want to stop being this sort of up and down skinny person, and you need to create a waist.
Yes.
And a great way to do that is to wear a very fitted jacket that's even nearly a size too small, but the kind of jacket that has one button, and that button is going to be at your tummy button. That's where it will end. And okay. Do you have kind of long legs or medium legs?
They're fairly long, yeah.
They're fairly long. So you could probably wear the nipped-in jacket, which just ends on your hip, and it will make your waist appear smaller, and if it sort of peeps out with a bit of a peplum, then it will give you more of an hourglassy figure like the last caller.
Right.
And then I would also, you know, when you wear pants, wear a bootleg pant, so you just have, you know, it goes down and then goes out at the bottom, and just try and choose clothes that go in and out a bit. But also, you know, a lot of people who have hourglass wish they had your figure and vice versa. You know, we always covet what the other person has. So kind of celebrate that you can probably wear quite a few things that a woman with larger breasts couldn't wear.
Would you recommend wearing flared pants and kind of lower cut pants? I noticed that.
Do you like your tummy?
It could use maybe a little work, but yeah, I like
you
it
do.
As well. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great way also to sort of update one's look if you're used to wearing slightly higher-waisted pants that might be a bit tapered and pleated and things like that Susanna and I would throw out your closet if we saw them there. But if you go more low-waisted and you could wear a cool, fun belt and draw some attention to that area, then you'll feel a little more stylish, I think.
Christy, thanks for the call. Anthony, is it Yarrington, Nevada?
Yes.
Welcome to the program. What's your question?
My question is, what about advice for men? For example, men want to hide things that women would want to show off. For example, I'm 6'4" and 140 pounds. So I have the height that men and women want to show off, but I have the frame that women would want, but men would want to hide. So how would I do that?
I would, Anthony, I mean, that's, you know, it's like men have, it's great that you've called because men have as many issues as women do, as we found out with the men we work with back in the UK. But I think for you, again, it's like you're very lucky because you can wear all different kind of textures and fabrics. And I would say to you is kind of look for like wonderful thick jumbo cord jackets. I don't know, how hot is it with you at the moment?
Well, out here it's like 80 degrees right now.
Okay, so maybe that wouldn't work quite so well. That doesn't work quite so well. So you want to look to maybe increase your shoulder width. And what I would do is to find a jacket, a really nice well-cut blazer that is quite padded and accentuated at the shoulder, but actually goes in quite a lot at the waist and around the hips. So you're still showing off the narrowness of your hips, but you're broadening your shoulder to give that wonderfully kind of masculine triangular figure. And that's very hard for a lot of men to do because very few men have nice, skinny, narrow hips that us women absolutely adore. So I think you're extremely lucky.
Anthony, thanks for the call. We have time for one quick call. Chris, quickly, in Derwood, Maryland.
Hi, Trini and Susanna. I love your program. My wife and my 8-year-old daughter watch, but we're all very touchy about any one of us telling the other one how they should dress. And I'm wondering if your family lets you tell them what to wear.
Well, my husband is totally colorblind. I mean, just appallingly colorblind. So what I tend to do is when we're out shopping, he will say, does this go with this? And let's say it does, but I don't like it on him. It's an opportunity for me to say, no, it doesn't go. Choose something else. But he has a sort of natural innate sense of style. My daughter, I had 6 months ago, and I you know, she has a bigger wardrobe than mine. And everyone keeps telling me, you know, she'll be only three and she'll want to do it her way. Get ready, Trini.
Well, you better. Trini Woodall and Susanna Constantine, thank you very much for joining me. Better known as Trini and Susanna, they are the hosts of the BBC's What Not to Wear and the authors of the new book, What Not to Wear for Every Occasion. Neil Conan returns tomorrow in Washington. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Cool to be kind, it's a very good